Mutual presents Under Arrest.
Into your cells.
Criminals behind bars, under arrest. The story of Police Captain Jim Scott's fight against crime.
Not with you, fresh guy. It's getting so a girl can't even...
Hello, Trudy.
Oh, Eddie, sorry.
Of all people.
When did you get in town, Eddie?
Oh, I'll hop in. I'll give you a lift where you're going, and we'll talk about it on the way down.
Oh, swell. Hi, my. I've never been in such a big car.
You like it?
You must be in the chips, Eddie.
Oh, I do all right.
Well, aren't you going to introduce me to the gentleman in the back seat?
Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry. Max Kemp?
How do you do?
And Gino Patsy.
Great to see you.
Fellas, meet Susan Webb, my old heartthrob.
How do you do?
Childhood sweetheart, huh?
Yeah, high school days.
And grammar school, don't forget that.
You two kids from the same hometown, that it?
Right, Gino. Susie and I more or less grew up together. Oh, it's been a long time, hasn't it, Susie?
10 years. Tell me, when'd you get in town, Eddie?
Yesterday.
Well, why didn't you give me a ring?
No phone number.
Central 3357.
3357. I'll make a note of it. Dinner tonight?
Dated.
Tomorrow night?
Filled up.
Going steady?
Kind of.
Oh.
Tough luck, Eddie, eh?
Quiet, Gino. And stop listening to other people's conversations.
Who's the lucky man, Sue?
You'll meet him.
If I ever get a chance to see you.
Don't worry. We've got a lot to talk about, Eddie.
Great.
How are things back home?
Oh, all right, I guess. Haven't been there in a long time. I live in Houston now, Sue.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Reporting.
No kidding. So you finally made it, huh?
I always knew you would.
What paper?
Times Herald. I have the crime beat right now.
Crime beat? That's funny.
Quiet, Gino, please.
Listen, all I said was...
I know what you said. Now, quiet. Well, I'm sorry for the interruption, Miss Webb. But Gino has a perverted sense of humor.
That's all right. Oh, this is it, Eddie. Right here.
This looks like local police headquarters.
Police headquarters.
Gino, please.
That's right, Gino. My beat, remember? So long, Eddie. Thanks.
For nothing. Central 3357. You'll hear from me.
Swell. Well, goodbye, Mr. Kemp. Nice to have met you.
A pleasure, Miss Webb. A pleasure.
And you, Gino.
So long, Susie.
Thanks again, Eddie. See ya.
So long. Ah, great girl.
Yes, but let's forget the good old days right now, Eddie. I've got other business on my mind.
Gleason?
That's what we came to this burg for, isn't it? Now step on it, Eddie, before he blows town again.
Cigarette, Sue?
Thanks.
By the way, who's the handsome young man with the big Cadillac?
How did you know?
Some let you out in front of the building.
Oh, you're taking to spying on me these days.
No. Didn't have anything else to do, so I looked out of the window.
And caught a glimpse of my other life, hmm? He's Eddie Sawyer, an old friend. We grew up together on the same block back home.
Uh-huh. And you haven't seen each other in 20 years.
10. How did you know he just came to town?
Elementary, my dear Miss Webb. Car has Texas plates.
Oh, how true, Holmes, how true. Frightful of me not to think of that.
What did he have to say?
Oh, among other things, he asked me for a date.
And you said?
Central 3357.
Uh-huh.
Really, Captain, I do think you're jealous.
No, I was just wondering about Max Kemp.
Max Kemp? Well, now, how in heaven's name do you know that?
Saw his face when he leaned out to say goodbye to you.
Oh, and you heard me say his name?
No, I didn't.
Well, then how...
I've seen his face before, Sue. Max Kemp, ex-racketeer. But I don't know just how ex he is. I wonder what he's doing in town.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing, I only...
You're only implying that Eddie Sawyer is mixed up with underworld characters.
I didn't say that.
You implied it. Whatever you're thinking, Jim, it isn't true. Eddie Sawyer is a fine boy. He wouldn't get himself mixed up in anything crooked.
What about Kemp? I told you.
You also wonder how ex he is? Well, let me tell you. If Eddie Sawyer is a friend of his, you can bet your life Kemp is as ex as they come.
Have it your way.
I will.
What time will I pick you up for dinner tonight?
I don't know if you should bother.
Oh, no,
Sue, come on. Don't be like that.
Seven.
Seven it is. Friend?
Friend.
Fix your drinks, Max?
No, thank you. We're not staying long, Gleason.
Eddie?
No.
I don't mind if I do, Gleason. My throat is so dry.
It'll have to stay dry for a while, Gino.
But I'm
quiet,
trying a little drink.
Quiet. Besides, he didn't ask you. We followed you, Gleason, all the way from Houston.
That a fact. Why?
You know what I'm here for. What do you say, Gleason?
Listen, Max. I haven't got it. I swear I haven't.
$25,000, Gleason. $25,000.
Yeah, but I just told you I...
Don't try to bull me, Gleason. I don't bull easy. 25 G's. We'll give you until tomorrow night at 7. If you haven't got it by then, well, you take it from there. Come on, Gino. Eddie.
Yeah. So long, Gleason.
Okay. So long.
And Gleason, don't try to leave town. It's inconvenient for us chasing you around like this. But we don't intend to give up. Tomorrow night at 7, then?
All right. 7.
Having fun?
Awesome.
I wish that steak would get here. I'm starved.
Me too.
What are you looking at?
Eddie Sawyer.
Oh, is he here?
Uh-huh. Oh, here he comes now.
Susie, of all people again.
Oh, Eddie, can't escape you, can I?
Are you trying?
No. Oh, Eddie, I'd like you to meet Captain Scott, Eddie Sawyer.
How are you, Captain?
Pleased to meet you. Name is Jim.
Oh, you're a lucky man to be escorting Susie.
I think so. Won't you sit down and have a drink with us?
No, no, thanks. I'd like to, but I'm with a couple of friends. Say, Max. Max, come over here, will you?
Yes, Eddie. Well, hello, Miss Webb.
Hello.
Max, this is Captain Scott. Captain Max Kemp.
How do you do?
Please.
Captain Scott? I take it that's the Army Captain?
No. Police.
Oh, I see. Well, nice to have met you, Captain.
Likewise.
Well, if you'll excuse us, Sue, we're starved.
Sure. Where's Gino?
Oh, he's at the table. He can't wait. Central 3357, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll ring you tomorrow night. Been a pleasure, Captain.
So long.
Well?
Well, what?
Like him? Eddie?
Yeah, he seems like a nice kid.
Eddie's a fine boy.
I wonder about Kemp.
Why?
His record. Prohibition days, he cut a mean figure.
Why are you so suspicious all the time?
What do you mean?
Poor man just got into town, and right away you're looking for business.
Don't be silly. I got nothing on him.
You sound as if you're trying to make something.
I'm not. I only said he had a record.
Well, forget it. If he were crooked, Eddie wouldn't associate with him. Eddie's a fine boy.
If I hear that one again, I'll lose my appetite.
I've already lost mine. Shall we leave?
Suits me fine. Come on.
Almost 7, Max. Time to see Gleason.
Yes, that's right, Gino. Thanks for reminding me. You, don't mind if we borrow the car, do you, Eddie?
Oh, of course not. Don't you want me to come along?
No, Gino and I can handle it.
Okay.
You think he'll pay off?
He'd better. Get your hat. Oh, Eddie.
Yeah?
One thing I want you to do for me.
Sure, what?
Stay here.
What do you mean?
Stay here in your room until we get back. We'll only be gone a couple of hours at most.
I don't get it. Why do I have
don't
to stay?
Don't argue, Eddie. Just do it. Well, stay here until Gino and I get back.
I wasn't arguing. I was
Eddie,
only...
Eddie, please. We won't be gone for very long. Meanwhile, don't you leave the room for a minute. There's a pack of cards on the table over there. Play some solitaire.
I don't know how to play solitaire.
Learn. Come on, Gino.
Hello, Sam. Captain Scott. Yeah. Listen, do me a favor, will you? I want to line on a guy named Max Kemp. Kemp. K-E-M-P. That's it. Houston. Yeah, better get in touch with the authorities out there. I want everything. His business, whether he's ever been picked up on suspicion, number of convictions, and so forth. Uh-huh. Okay, Sam. Regards to the wife and boy. Right.
Sit down, Max.
Thank you.
Drink?
Yes, make it a double for the one I passed up yesterday.
Gino?
Sure, Gleason, I'm dry.
As usual.
Well, after all, I'm entitled to a trick.
Quiet, Gino, please. Well, Gleason?
Well, what?
You got the money?
I told you yesterday I didn't have it.
I'm talking about tonight, not yesterday.
Yeah, my answer's still the same.
Didn't you even try to raise it?
You can't raise $25,000 like you can raise radishes.
You should have tried.
Listen, Max. I told you I haven't got the money. It follows that if I haven't got it, I can't give it to you. Now, why don't you just go along?
Yeah.
Get his bank book. It's on the table over there.
Right.
Keep away from that.
Out of my way, pal.
Listen, I told you.
Out of my way, pal.
Thanks.
Now, what does it say, Gino?
He's got it.
Mm-hmm. How much?
Balance, 52 G's. Hey, nice. Take a look.
Thanks. I knew you were bullying Gleason, and I don't like it.
Yeah, and I don't like it.
Who's bullying you?
You are, but not anymore. If you want your $25,000, why, you can sue me.
Smart, aren't you? Inasmuch as a man can't legally collect a gambling debt.
I'm sorry.
Now, listen, Gleason. Why don't you be fair about this? You lost the money. Why not just pay off like a good
steward? Sure, I lost the money, but not fair and square. I don't mind dropping $25,000 or even more. But when I find out later that I lost it all to a fixed wheel and load of dice, then, brother, I'm not a good sport.
So you think my wheels and dice are crooked?
That's news to you? Get out, Max.
Haven't had my drink yet.
Get out. Now.
You'd better think twice about this, Gleason.
Why?
Because Gino has a gun. Haven't you, Gino?
Yeah.
You're going to kill me, Max?
The paths of Welch's lead but to the grave.
Don't try to bluff me, Max. I know you're kind.
Gino, give it to him.
Well done, Gino. Well done.
Hey, Max, what was that you said about Welch's in the grave?
I'll explain it to you later. So, got a penny, Gino?
I think so.
Yeah, good. I put it in his hand and close the fist.
There you are.
That's it.
Now, come on. We'll fix our alibi.
Hello?
Sue?
Yes?
Eddie Sawyer.
Oh, hello, Eddie. How are you?
Fine. Listen, what are you doing tonight?
I'm busy.
No chance at all?
No, Eddie. I'd love to, but I've got some work to do.
I'll be going back to Houston soon. Will I see you?
Well, maybe tomorrow night.
Great. I'll ring you around 8.
Fine, Eddie. Thanks for calling.
Coming.
Hello, Max.
Eddie.
Boy, it's a hot night.
You're not kidding. Mix me a drink, will you, Eddie? I need one.
Sure. How about a Tom Collins? Long and cool.
Great idea.
Gino?
And like Max says, great idea.
Okay. Did he pay off?
No.
Stubborn, huh?
Uh-huh.
What'd you do?
We took care of him.
How?
We took care of him.
Beat him up?
In a way. Yeah, thanks, Eddie. Excellent. Just right.
Yeah, mine could use a little more gin.
The bottle's over there, Gino. Don't expect people to wait on you all your life.
Okay.
By the way, you been here since we left, Eddie?
That's what you told me to do.
You didn't leave the room?
No.
Not for a second?
No.
Good. If the police should ask you any questions...
The police?
Tell them we were here, too.
Listen, Max, why would the
police... Don't argue it.
Well, I'm not arguing. All I want to know is where the cops fit into this. What would they want to ask me?
Oh, questions.
About Gleason?
Maybe.
Listen, Max. What did you do to him?
We took care of him.
Look, Max, I can't...
You look, Eddie. Gino and I have been pretty nice to you, haven't we?
Well, sure.
Given you an interest in the club, made it possible for you to accumulate some money, more or less brought you along. You'd like to stay in with us, wouldn't you?
Well, sure, Max.
All right. Now. Where were you tonight?
Here, all night.
Was anybody with you?
You and Gina.
Did we leave any time between 6 and 10?
No. Fine, Nicky. Fine.
Now mix me another drink, will you?
I'm still dry.
Me too.
What was his name, Jim?
Gleason. Howard Gleason. Plenty of dough.
He was handsome, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Too bad.
Any idea who did it?
Well, Gleason was from Houston.
Which means?
Nothing by itself, but Max Kemp hails from the same city.
Oh, now you're bringing Eddie Sawyer into it.
Did I mention Eddie?
No, but you certainly...
I know, I'm implying things again. Listen, Sue. The facts are that Kemp runs a very ultra club in Houston, which the police have raided time and time again because of gambling, and the word is that Gleason owed Kemp his shirt plus a few other things.
Well, that doesn't mean Kemp murdered him.
I know what it means.
Listen, Jim...
You run your business, Sue. I'll investigate the murder. I'm sorry, honey. I didn't mean it.
Jim, try to keep Eddie out of it, will you?
Hello, Lafferty. Captain Scott. Yeah. Listen, get the medical examiner for me, will you? Yeah, it's a homicide. Gleason. Howard Gleason from Houston. Sutton Arms, room 674. That's it. And a few of the boys. And Lafferty, listen. Get a call out on Max Kemp. Max Kemp and Gino Passy. That's right. Just Kemp and Passy. Check.
Thanks, Jim.
I told you, Scott, I was at my hotel all night.
Kemp, when did you go see Gleason?
I didn't.
Prove it.
You prove I did.
How long were you at the hotel?
From 6 on.
8?
6. Gleason was killed a little after 7, wasn't he, Captain?
It's in the papers.
Didn't know you could read.
Oh, Gino's a man of many talents.
I bet he is. Where were you, Gino?
With Max.
Your room, Kemp?
Eddie Sawyer's room.
How long?
6 to 10. We left and turned in at 10:15.
Prove it.
Ask Eddie.
I will. Captain Scott, Tommy. Eddie Sawyer at the Hotel Claremont. Pick him up and get him in here right away.
Hello, Sawyer.
Thanks.
Hello, Joe.
Eddie.
Just a few questions.
Sure, Captain. Go ahead.
Where were you last night, Eddie? Say, between 6 and midnight?
My hotel.
From 6 on?
From about 5:30.
Did you leave your room at all?
No.
Sure?
Uh-huh.
Not even a minute?
No. And I went to bed around 12:30.
Uh-huh. Anybody with you last night?
Max Kemp and Gino.
How long?
From 6 to about 10.
Sure it wasn't 7?
Yeah.
When did they leave?
I told you, around 10.
Not before that?
No, we played cards.
Uh-huh. Gin?
A poker.
From 6 on?
That's right. Oh, anything else, Captain?
No, I don't think so. Unless you want to change that story.
Why, should I? It's true.
Yeah. Okay, Eddie. That's all. Thanks.
Don't mention it. See you, Sue.
Right, Eddie. Well, are you satisfied now?
He's lying.
He's lying? Why, of all...
That's what I said. Been in this business too long, Sue, not to be able to spot a liar. Most people don't lie easily, and Eddie Sawyer's one of them.
Look, I've known Eddie a long time, and I've never known him to lie.
Know it now.
I don't believe it.
Don't. I'm not asking you to. I'm just giving you the facts.
You think you're so smart, don't you, Captain Scott? Got all the answers, haven't you?
A few.
Well, this is one answer you haven't got. Eddie Sawyer didn't have anything to do with Gleason's death, and neither did Max Kemp.
I'll decide that, thank you. Well, you better run along, Sue. You're getting in my way.
Pardon me. I think you're insufferable.
Just a minute.
Hello, Eddie.
Sue, this is a surprise. Come in.
Thanks.
Well, sit down. Stay a while.
Just a few minutes.
What's the matter, Sue?
Matter?
Yeah, you look worried. Something wrong?
No, nothing really.
Come on, tell old pal Eddie all about it.
It's Jim.
Jim?
Jim Scotty. He thinks you're lying.
About Max and Gino being here?
Yes.
I see.
I told him he was all wrong, that he was looking in the wrong places for the wrong things. What's the difference?
You had a spat.
Yes.
Old pal Eddie, always around with a soft shoulder to cry on.
Oh, Eddie, I didn't
know. Now you forget it, Sue. Anyway, you two will be as cozy as lovebirds by tomorrow. These things never last.
Thanks, Eddie.
He's a nice guy. Hold on to him, Sue.
I will. Eddie.
Yeah?
You weren't lying, were you? Max and Gino were here.
Sure, I wouldn't lie to you, would I?
Thanks, Eddie.
Now, don't you worry about it. Say, how about that drink?
Oh, no, thanks. I better go along. Work.
Listen, you've only been here 2 minutes after all.
I know, Eddie, but I can't stay. Oh, matter of fact, I'm late now. I better call the office. Can I use your phone?
Sure, if I had one.
You don't?
Company took it out for repairs a few days ago. Didn't have a spare to throw in. I'm sorry, Sue.
Oh, so right.
There's a cigar store around the corner. That's the one I use.
Okay. I'll see you, Eddie.
Right, Sue. And listen, let's get together before I leave for a little longer than 2 minutes, huh?
Sure, Eddie. We will.
Well, Miss Temperament herself. Still sore?
No, I'm sorry about the way I acted, Jim.
Oh, it's my fault, honey. Guess I was pretty nasty. I'm sorry, too, now. Let's forget it.
Jim, I want to tell you something else.
What?
I agree with you about Eddie Sawyer. He was lying.
Oh, I don't know, Sue. Maybe he wasn't. You know, sometimes...
No, no, he was lying. I know he was.
How?
He phoned me last night around 7:15.
Oh?
I was just up there to his room. He doesn't have a phone. Hasn't been a phone in that room since he checked in.
I see.
So he must have left his room to phone. And he said he positively hadn't left it for a second.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, Jim?
What do you want me to do, Sue?
Find out who killed Howard Gleason.
Good. Come on. Let's have another talk with Mr. Eddie Sawyer.
Oh, hello, Max. Gino, come on in.
Thanks. Close the door, Gino.
Yeah. Drink?
No, thanks, Eddie. We're not staying.
Where are you going?
For a ride. And you're coming with us.
Oh, sure. I'll get my hat.
You won't need it.
What's a gun for, man?
You?
I don't get it. Why?
Should we tell him?
Quiet, Gino. We were just talking to one of the bellhops, Eddie. He tells us you went out last night while we were out.
Yeah, I did, Max. But only for a few minutes to make a call. I phoned...
Never mind who you phoned. I don't want to know. You lied to me, Eddie.
Listen, Max, what difference does it make? I only...
You lied to me, Eddie, and it makes a lot of difference. It means there's a hole in the story you gave the cops. It means when they check into that story, they'll find out you were lying when you said you'd been here all night without going out. It means they might figure you were lying about us, Gino and me. It means they might break you down, Eddie. And it means you didn't carry out my instructions. You've crossed me, Eddie. Not a very smart thing to do.
Listen, Max, for Pete's sake, I...
Don't cringe, Eddie. I hate to see a man cringe.
You said we were going someplace, Max?
Yes, that's right. Open the door, Gino. Well... Shall we go, Eddie?
Yeah. Let's go.
All right, Gino. This looks like a good spot.
Thanks.
Out, Eddie.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let's walk out on this pier.
Listen, Max.
Walk!
Scared, Eddie?
No, I'm not scared.
Fine. I hate to see a man go to pieces.
Max, what?
It'll kill me, do you?
Well, for one thing, it'll seal up the possibility of the cops breaking you.
The cops won't break me, Max.
How true.
Just keep walking, Giddy.
What about the bellhop?
We took care of him. $500 is a lot of money to a bellhop. No, he'll never talk. You know, Eddie, I can tell what kind of people will break and what kind won't.
Max can tell about people, Eddie. He's smart. Once back in Houston,
Gino,
he...
please.
I only
Some
want to tell him
time.
About the
Quiet.
Max.
Yes, Eddie?
It won't be any good, Max.
Really? Why not?
Well, when they find me. When the cops find me, they'll...
They won't find you, Eddie. There are ways of making sure of that.
We're going to wait you, pal. So when we toss you in the drink, you'll be food for fish.
Oh.
That's pretty good, ain't it, Max? Food for fish.
Very funny. All right. This is far enough.
Max. Max, you can't. You can't, Max.
Can't I?
No, don't please, Max. I swear, I won't say anything. I'm your friend, Max.
He's starting to go now, Gino. It's not a pretty sight, is it?
Nah. Max, for Pete's sake, now don't kill me, Max. I don't want to die now. Please, Max.
I can't stand to see a man cry, Gino. Give it to him.
No, don't, Gino. Gino, don't listen to him. I'm your pal, Gino.
Give it to him.
Drop it, I said.
I'll drop you first. Cover.
Hey. All right, Kemp, hold it.
I'm holding it.
Great. Let's see your hands. You too, Sawyer.
How's Gino, Sue?
I think he's dead.
Okay. That the gun you used on Gleason, Kemp?
I'm not a ballistics expert.
They have them at headquarters.
Just where did you come from, Scott?
Sue and I were just coming into the hotel when you three were leaving. And we saw you get into the car and followed you.
I don't know how to thank you, Captain.
Yeah, I know. Stow it.
I didn't have anything to do with Gleason's murder, Captain.
Is that so?
Well, you believe me, don't you, Sue?
I don't know what to believe anymore.
I'm sorry, Sue.
Jim, take me home, will you?
Sure, honey. But first, we'll drop these two at their new quarters. Let's go, gents.
Under arrest.
Into your cells.
All prisoners present and accounted for.
Just heard Under Arrest, presented by Mutual, a new series featuring Joe DeSantis as Police Captain Jim Scott. Under Arrest is directed by Martin Mocknor and written by Bill Wells. Original music is composed and played by Milton Kaye. Susan Webb was played by Margaret Draper, Eddie by Leon Janney, Kemp by Grant Richards, Gino by Rock Rogers, Gleason by Larry Kerr. All names of persons used in Under Arrest are fictitious. Any resemblance to names of actual persons living or dead is coincidental. This will be the last broadcast of Under Arrest in this time period. In its place, you will hear over most of these Mutual stations the return of radio's best-known mystery program, The Shadow. Under Arrest will return to the air 3 weeks from tonight, Sunday, September 26th, in a new time. Be sure to hear The Shadow at this time next week and be with us when Under Arrest returns 3 weeks from this evening at a new time. Ted Malley speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.